Well, hello there, folks. We have on Woman to Woman this week Anne-Marie Scully from Cornerstone Church in Tullamore. Anne-Marie will be discussing broken relationships, stress, anxiety, and much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So join me, Jackie, with Anne-Marie for Woman to Woman. From Sleeve Bloom Church, Cornerstone Church in Tullamore. Thanks very much for spending the time to chat to us. So Anne-Marie, you came from that abusive relationship, and being in an abusive relationship, sometimes people can't see the wood for the trees. They can't see a way out. They can't see that they'll ever, be safe again. Can you tell us, what you were feeling at that time? How would you describe what you were in, like that intense abusive relationship? If you were to describe it in a few words, what would you say?
I definitely felt unsafe, and I definitely felt like I couldn't trust anybody. I felt like I was sleeping with the enemy. I felt like I was in... Yeah, I was definitely in relationship with an enemy of mine.
Mm. And you were married how many at this stage?
4 years.
Mm. This is a man who you knew, but you thought you knew, and it changed.
Mm. You don't always see it at the start, because you always see the goodness in somebody.
Yes.
And that was my nature, to see the good in people. That was always my nature. And... it was extremely difficult, and I did feel unsafe, and I did feel lonely. Actually, do you know, it was the loneliest place I have ever been in my life.
You're in a marriage with somebody you love, and you said, I do, and you've all the dreams of the future ahead of you. And then 4 years in, or a couple less than that, maybe 3 years in, you started to realize you were in an abusive relationship.
Mm.
Emotionally.
And I do, it was emotionally and psychologically. I did feel like it was the loneliest place I'd ever been. And I believe that a lot of people who have been in that situation can relate to it.
You had no family at the time, which with you, because you were abroad. That must have been really hard for you. And then trapped, I suppose, not knowing where you can go. You've said you felt that loneliness. I suppose not having the support of family would have been made you even feel more scared, more lonely.
Yeah, no support of family, no support of friends. If there was a friend that came into my life, then they were taught to be not good for me, even though there were lovely people. I had family visit me, and then there was always a problem. There was always that atmosphere, a very tense atmosphere.
So did you feel there was a sense, I hear you saying, that there was a sense of manipulation as well?
Absolutely.
Control.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And turning me against my own family of origin. And that was incredibly difficult.
So all your ties.
And near the end.
You had to cut ties with family? Was that...
If it had lasted any longer, I wouldn't have had ties with any of my family or friends. But in my heart, I kind of cut off relations with them, because it was that kind of manipulation does get into your mind. And
so,
incredibly difficult.
So when you came back to Ireland, things started to change. You started to seek help from family and friends, and you found a church. So is that where things started to turn? When you found the church, you cried out to God to find the right church and to surround you with support and family and friends in the church, because the church people do become your family. When you found that church, did you feel you were going to be okay?
Initially, when I found a church, I felt like I was starting on a new journey with the Lord, and I felt like I had found some answers. But did I feel completely safe? No, that took time for me to feel completely safe and to start
Process.
trusting people
Yes.
and to build up relationships with others. I also had to process my own healing as well. And the Lord took me to a place where I could be on my own. He led me to a place, and I did seek the Lord to find a home for myself. And I do believe that I couldn't have found a better place myself. And He really did lead me to the right place. And while that was the last place I would ever imagine on my own to actually go and seek a house just here in Offaly, it was the best place. And I understand why I'm here, because I get to do all the things that I enjoy doing. I enjoy walking, and I enjoy spending time with the Lord. I enjoy seeking His help, and I enjoy having conversation. A conversation with the Lord is two-way. If you ask Him for help, He'll give it to you. He'll tell you how much He loves you, and He'll show you your worth. He showed me that in the Psalm 40 and verse 2. He showed me that He brings us out of the miry clay and the horrible pit, and He sets our feet upon the rock, and He establishes our goings. And He really did do that for me. And the things that He took from me, He took off all the muddied clothes from my previous life of being in chronic stress and depression and anxiety, and all of the things that were ever spoken over me that were wrongfully spoken over me, that devalued me, that showed me lack of worth. He took that off, and then He said, "Okay, I'm going to give you a new dress, a fresh clothing of righteousness, and I'm going to teach you the way to go. And this is my son, and you follow my son." And Jesus, you can take His hand, and He'll bring you where you need to go, to the place of peace. And I have shalom in my life. And shalom means you have wholeness, and you have wellness and completeness in your life. And it's the place where I don't feel lonely anymore. I have that relationship and that friendship with a friend that is always there for me.
Amen.
Even in the darkest times, when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because the Lord's rod and His staff is with me. He promises He will lead and guide through His word. And that's through the people in the Christian church, and even throughout Ireland, in different conferences I've gone to, and in Cornerstone, who have helped me, who have shown me my worth. And the Lord has placed me in that place. And our slogan says in Cornerstone, it's a place for you. You go and you find your place, and the Lord puts you there, and He teaches you where you need to be and how you relate to others.
Amen. You know, the Lord
And He,
does take you out of the miry clay and puts our feet solid on a rock. And that rock is Jesus. We know that. And He took you out of that. And He puts us into the lonely. He puts into families and He surrounds them. And that's what He did for you. Thank you, Anne-Marie from Cornerstone Church, Slieve Bloom in Tullamore. Thank you for sharing with us today on Woman to Woman. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.